Chapter 3. After so many girls died at the school, people started to ask questions about the school. Mr. Brocklehurst got into a lot of trouble. Lots of rich people gave money to the school so we had better clothes and food. A committee was formed to manage the school. I stayed at Lowood for 6 years as a pupil, and then I was asked to be a teacher. Miss Temple got married and moved away. I missed her a lot, and I missed Helen. I had not left Lowood since I first arrived, but it was time for me to go somewhere new. I put an advert in the newspaper. I was going to be a governess. I went to work for Mrs. Fairfax at Thornfield. Bessie came to see me before I left Lowood. She was married and had a little boy and a girl called Jane. She told me about the family at Gateshead. I played the piano for her and gave her one of my paintings. She told me that Mr. Eyre had been to Gateshead to look for me before he went to a foreign country. He was my uncle. He was disappointed that I wasn't there. When I said goodbye to Bessie, I went to Thornfield. I was going to teach a 10-year-old girl called Miss Varens. When I got to Thornfield, Mrs. Fairfax was sitting by the fire. She was knitting. "Come in. You must be cold," she said to me. I sat down by the fire and warmed my hands. Mrs. Fairfax asked the servants to bring me something hot to drink and something to eat. Mrs. Fairfax didn't have any family. She was very happy to have me living at Thornfield. I wasn't just a teacher for Miss Varens, but also a friend for Mrs. Fairfax. My bedroom was next to Mrs. Fairfax's bedroom. It was very comfortable. I met Mrs. Fairfax the next morning. She asked me what I thought of Thornfield. I told her I liked it very much. "It is a very pretty place. It would be perfect if Mr. Rochester came to live here and looked after it properly," Mrs. Fairfax said. "Who is Mr. Rochester?" I asked. "He owns Thornfield," she told me. "I thought it was your house," I said. "No, I am the housekeeper," she replied. "Who is Miss Varens?" I asked. "She is Mr. Rochester's ward. He asked me to find her a governess." "Here she comes now," Mrs. Fairfax said. "Good morning, Miss Varens. Come and meet Jane Eyre. She is your new governess." Miss Varens talked in French to her nurse. They were both from France and didn't speak much English. I led Miss Varens into breakfast and spoke to her in French. Mrs. Fairfax was impressed, and Miss Varens was happy. She told me about coming to England and where she had grown up in France. She told me about her mother. After breakfast, she sat on my knee and sang for me. Then she read me a poem. She told me how her mother had died and that Mr. Rochester had promised that Miss Varens could come and live with him. "But he isn't here. He has gone back to France. I never see him," Miss Varens said. We used the library for Miss Varens's lessons. There were lots of books to help me teach her, and books that I could read. Miss Varens had not had lessons before, so we started with morning lessons. In the afternoons, I let her go outside with her nurse. I was going to draw, but I went to see Mrs. Fairfax instead. She told me about Mr. Rochester. I found out that Mr. Rochester was liked by the people in the neighbourhood. He would come and go without warning. He seemed to be a good man, but he was different from other gentlemen. Mrs. Fairfax thought he was difficult to understand. He was a gentleman and a landowner, and that was all I needed to know. Mrs. Fairfax showed me around the house. It was a very pretty place with lots of old furniture. Most of the rooms were never used. I asked Mrs. Fairfax if there were any ghosts at Thornfield. No, she told me. She took me onto the roof. There was a nice view of the countryside from the top of the house. As we came down from the roof, I heard someone laugh. Mrs. Fairfax, did you hear someone laughing? I asked. It will be one of the servants, Mrs. Fairfax said. Did you hear it? I said again. Yes, I hear it all the time, Mrs. Fairfax said. I heard the laugh again. It made me think of ghosts, but Mrs. Fairfax was sure that it was a servant. Grace, that is too much noise, Mrs. Fairfax said. The servant, Grace, came out of a room and apologised to Mrs. Fairfax. We went downstairs for dinner with Miss Varens. I liked living at Thornfield. Mrs. Fairfax was nice. Miss Varens worked hard in her lessons, and I liked her very much. Her nurse was also lovely. When Miss Varens played with her nurse, I went up to the roof and looked at the view. I heard Grace laughing when I came up and went down. I saw her sometimes as well. I tried to talk to her, but she didn't reply to me. Thornfield was near a village called Hay. Miss Varens was ill one day, so I walked to the village. When I was walking, a horse came down the road. A dog ran beside it. The rider on the horse was a gentleman. The horse slipped on some ice, and the horse and the rider fell to the ground. I went over to see if I could help. "Are you okay?" I asked.
"Stand aside," the man said.
The dog leaped at his master. "Down, pilot," he said to the dog. The horse stood up, and the man checked it for any injuries. "Do you need me to get someone from Hay or Thornfield?" I asked.
"Thank you. I don't have any broken bones, only a sprained ankle," he said.
He tried to put his foot on the ground and cried out in pain.
"I can't leave you here. Let me help you," I said.
"Isn't it a bit late for you to be out on your own? Where do you live?" he asked.
"I'm just going to post a letter. I live at Thornfield," I said.
"Who owns the house?" he asked.
"Mr. Rochester," I said.
"Do you know Mr. Rochester?" he asked.
"No, I have never met him. He isn't at Thornfield," I said.
"You aren't a servant, are you?" he asked.
"I am the governess," I replied.
"I can't send you to get help, but you can help me," he said. He asked me to bring his horse over to help him walk. I led the horse over and helped him to his feet. I gave him his whip that had gone under the hedge. He set off down the road, and I went to post Mrs. Fairfax's letter. It was very dark when I got back to Thornfield. I looked at the stars and the moon before I went into the house. Pilot, Mr. Rochester's dog, was in the house. He came over and sniffed me.
"Jane, Mr. Rochester has arrived," the nurse said in French as she came down the hall.
"Is Mrs. Fairfax with him?" I asked.
"Yes, and Miss Varens. The doctor is coming. His horse fell over and Mr. Rochester sprained his ankle," the nurse said. The man I met in the lane was Mr. Rochester.